simplest terms, it's just, I can't really say that I believe in God, but I don't, like... My memory's screwed.
You're agnostic?
Yeah.
I would encourage you, if you got to go, did you get a gospel card? Find out who Jesus is. It'll settle it all for you. He is the Lord of Lords, King of Kings. He's the creator. If you can, last thing, you look like a smart guy. If you can disprove Jesus ever lived and the word of God isn't true, you'll be richer and more popular than Elon Musk. You can't do it. Submit yourself to Christ. He's the only way.
Even if you could prove it, people wouldn't believe you.
Nope. You're probably right, but you can't prove it. No man's ever done it. So find out who Jesus is. He's either Lord, lunatic, or liar.
I've just always been curious because, like, I mean, Lovecraft, geez. Lovecraft made a bunch of...
Who did?
H.P. Lovecraft, you know who that is?
No.
It's a book author. He's he's the creator of the Elder Gods.
Okay.
Like Cthulhu and the others.
Yeah, there's all kinds of guys that come up with all kinds of things. The problem is, in the ages to come, their writings, their thoughts, their ideas are going to be dust. And God, the word of God is eternal and it lives on. That's why I'd say I challenge you to go to Genesis to Revelation and see that God is alive and active in his word and that Christ is all through the Old Testament, the New Testament. He is the Savior. He is the only way. Forget the culture. Forget what people are saying on the internet. Open a Bible. Get a King James Bible, new King James Bible. Forget these new translations like Message. They're garbage. And begin, and here, one guy asked me this. He was a Satanist. He said, "How I read the Bible, it didn't mean nothing to me." I told him he didn't do it by the Spirit of God. He didn't cry out to God and ask for spiritual enlightenment. The Bible is more than a book. It's a spiritual book of truth from the Father, who is God is a spirit. So you need the Spirit of God to understand the Word of God. So cry out to God. You don't even have to be born again. He'll begin to show you things. The Spirit will reveal all truth to you if you truly seek him with all your heart. And you got my email? I'd love to help you in that.
I was just wondering, because, like, the book was just found, and then, no, that became a religion, so...
No, actually not true. The Word of God was given to men, revealed to men, and when you look it up and you prove it archaeologically, and you look at the books, 32,000 ancient manuscripts, 24,000 ancient manuscripts back up the New Testament. The next closest book in human antiquity is a book called Homer's Iliad. It has 700 manuscripts. The Bible has like this much evidence versus this much to anything else man's ever written. If you can't believe the Bible, you can't believe nothing on the internet, because that just came along long before you were born. You can't believe, or write about when you were born, about the mid-90s, you're young, but the mid-90s the internet came about, mainstream. And so if you can't believe the Bible, you can't believe the pop modern culture. And so everybody wants to offer a new thing, but Christ is the difference. The tomb is empty. And he pointed to the world and said what it would be in the last days, where it's coming, where it's headed. And we see exactly. You look like a numbers guy. The Bible in the book of Revelation talks about in the end times that the Antichrist will rise up. He'll control people with numbers. Crypto's coming. Cryptocurrency is coming. The computer ability to control things, control everyone. All of this is playing out. The Bible says that Israel will become a nation in one day. She became a nation in 1948 in one day when the UN gavel fell. So the Bible has hundreds of prophecies about Christ's life and the end of the world. And if you look at those, it will greatly encourage your faith and cry out to God. He'll give you a new heart and a new mind.
I find the only thing I've really believed in is death. I mean, it's...
Death is coming.
I mean, yeah, it's really...
Pretty easy to see, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you know why there's death? Sin. Adam and Eve sinned, and it's been passed down, and everyone sinned after them. And so we have to repent and turn from our sin, and then God will give us strength and the power to overcome sin. And that's what Jesus did. He shed his blood for you. He lived the perfect life. He rose again, so he covers your sins if you'll come to him. He defeated death for you. He said, "In me is life. I am the life, the resurrection." And so he levels all of that. No one else. All the other world religions are reaching up to God. Jesus Christ comes from the Father and reaches down to us. It's a beautiful thing. And if you seek that, not Hinduism, not Muslims, those are all of Satan. So you have a kingdom of God and you have a kingdom of Satan. The kingdom of God is in Christ. The kingdom of Satan is this culture and all the other religions. All right? Email me sometime. We love you.